Hey, this is Michael Bohm with Youth Apologetics Training. Today, we're going to look at the Unification Church yet again, and we're going to talk about Sun Myung-moon and what he teaches about Jesus. Now, as I've talked about earlier, Sun Myung-moon puts his words on par, equal with the Bible. Okay, so according to Moon, everything that he says in his speeches, in his books, is equal with the Bible. He also claims that his words and the Bible don't contradict. And so Sun Myung-moon claims that Jesus is not God, never claimed to be God. And so we're going to look at that. And we're going to look at some other stuff as well. And with that, let's go ahead and jump right in. Who is Jesus to the Unification Church? Let's look at that and let's refute it using God's word. Reverend Moon teaches that Jesus is not God. And check this out. Divine Principle, page 210 through 212, he says, Jesus, as a man having fulfilled the purpose of creation, is one body with God. Nevertheless, he can by no means be God himself. Jesus, being one body with God, may be called a second God, an image of God, but he can by no means be God himself. Jesus was a man who had perfected the purpose of creation and does not signify that he was the creator himself. What? Okay, sorry. Furthermore, when we find that Jesus said on the cross, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? It becomes clear that Jesus is not God himself. All right. So he ends that little rant there with this whole idea that when Jesus was on the cross, he called the Father in heaven God, and so therefore he can't be God himself. All right, Jehovah's Witnesses use this same type of reasoning. And, you know, I understand on the surface here why somebody would come to that conclusion, because the doctrine of the Trinity is a little confusing. I mean, come on, let's face it, it is. As I have stated in other series, and I probably won't state too much in this one, but the Father is called God, the Son is called God throughout the Scriptures, and the Holy Spirit is called God. All right, so what do we have here? We either A, have three different gods, and that's polytheism, or we have three distinct persons making up one God. Three persons, one God. That is the doctrine of the Trinity in its most simplified form. And it's not simple, but that's what it is. And God, in the Old Testament, in his word, has stated that God is one. There's only one God. But yet, throughout the Bible, there's all kinds of indications that God is somewhat composite. There are three beings, three persons, I should say, not beings, three persons that make up the one God. And again, the Father is called God, the Son is called God, and the Holy Spirit is called God. So Moon completely misunderstands the doctrine of the Trinity. And he goes on to disassociate the concept of the Christ from Jesus. So it's the Christ is like an add-on component to Jesus. Jesus is not the Christ. He does not continue to be the Christ. He was just, it was like a job title that came upon him at a certain time. And now Moon, well, while he was alive, claims that he was the Christ, that he was the second coming of the Christ. So interesting. What are some examples of Jesus being called God? Okay, because I want to go into a little bit into this. I treat this a little more extensively in other series, but I want to just talk about this really quick. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 8 through 10. But unto the Son he saith, okay, let's stop right there. Unto the Son he saith. The he in this verse is God, the Father. This is the Father. And unto the Son, Jesus, the Father saith, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And thou, Lord, in the beginnings hast laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thine hands. Huh. Okay, so Jesus is called God here in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 8 and 10, 8 through 10. John verse 1:1, okay, going back to Moon's quote, Moon says that Jesus was not the creator himself. Let's go to John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And there, guys, there's no debate, all right? This Word being talked about here, this is Jesus. Everybody knows that. The same was in the beginning with God. All right, verse 3. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. All right, are you guys seeing the universal, all-inclusive nature of this statement here? All things, not everything else like the Jehovah's Witnesses believe, all things were made by him. And just in case you missed it the first time, without him was not anything made that was made. All right. I mean, God had to say it twice because we're so thick-skulled that somehow we still got to say, oh, but the Father made Jesus and then Jesus made everything else. No, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. I'd say that's pretty conclusive. So, guys, again, Moon is directly contradicted by the Word of God. Again, he's being proven to be a false prophet. He's being proven to be Antichrist. And, guys, he's definitely not the second coming of Christ. Good grief. And really, we could go on these scriptures all day. Well, not all day, but there's a ton of scriptures where Jesus is called God, or it's alluded to in some way, shape, or form throughout the New Testament. But here's another one. Colossians chapter 1, 14 through 17. It says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, and we'll get to that later, even the forgiveness of sins. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? For by him were all things created. Again, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. All right, is there any way around that verse? I mean, we're clearly talking about Jesus here. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. And then it goes on to say he created all things. And by the way, the Bible also says that the Father created all things. And by the way, the Bible also says the Holy Spirit created all things. Again, the doctrine of the Trinity. Yes, the word Trinity is not used anywhere in the Bible. Yeah. But the doctrine of the Trinity is seen throughout the scriptures. If Jesus created everything that was made, and if the Father created everything that was made, and if the Holy Spirit created every single thing that was made, what does that mean? Titus chapter 2 verse 13, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Guys, I mean, that is in your face, clear as day. the great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus is the Savior, and Jesus is God. Not Moon. Moon is not the Savior. And yes, Jesus is God. Again, that contradicts Moon in two different ways. In John chapter 20, verse 28, we have that situation where Thomas would not believe that Jesus was God. He did not believe that Jesus rose from the dead. That was the main issue at that point. He did not believe that Jesus had risen from the dead. And he was saying, unless I stick my hands in his wounds, I'm not going to believe it. And God, Jesus, being the loving God that he is, he shows up. All right. And I can totally put myself in Thomas's shoes. I'm sorry. I'm one of those guys. I need some kind of good evidence to grab a hold of. Jesus appears and Thomas puts his fingers in the wounds of Jesus. And you know what he says? He says, "My Lord and my God." And then Jesus answers Thomas and he says, whoa, slow down, Thomas. It's pretty cool, right? Yeah, my body's pretty cool, but don't call me God because I'm not God. I'm just the Christ. No, that's not what he said. That is not at all what Jesus said. He doesn't rebuke Thomas. He lets that statement stand. Why? Because it's the truth. And guys, the Bible. I mean, people got rocks thrown at them until they were dead for saying such things. I mean, that's blasphemy if it's not true. But Jesus didn't even rebuke him, which is a clear indication at this point. I mean, it is clear. He did not rebuke him. And Jesus was accepting what he said as true. Now, Moon, I'm just saying this in all humility. I'm not trying to be mean, but he died. He did not rise from the dead. Jesus rose from the dead. The evidence for his resurrection is rock solid. It is fantastic. Check out my series, The Evidence for the Resurrection of Jesus Christ. The evidence is great. I mean, if I was a betting man, I would bet everything I have on it. I bet my whole life on it. Because, guys, the evidence is about as close as you can get to conclusive without having a camera or rather just standing there and watching it go down. All right, we got so much evidence to show that Jesus rose from the dead from our own writings, from other early Christian writings, and from secular writings, and from evidence from history. I mean, good grief, just the fact that the disciples, the apostles who saw Jesus die on the cross and then saw him alive again in a glorified body and were willing to face horrible, and I mean horrible, excruciating, painful deaths, keeping to their conviction, their faith that they saw him alive after watching him die. All they had to do was say, okay, I'm lying. I'm sorry. I'm lying. And they would have got set free and they would not have been subject to that kind of an excruciating death. They would have been let go. All they had to do was say, I'm lying. It's not true. But they went to their graves with the truth, with the conviction, with the determination to declare what they saw, and they were not going to lie about it, even in the face of death. That alone, guys, is so powerful. It's not like when a Muslim blows himself up with the conviction that Allah is the true God and Muhammad's his prophet. Peace is not upon him. Okay? That's different. They blindly believe. Blindly. They have no evidence that he's their Messiah, or I'm sorry, their prophet. And no real good thing to grab a hold of concerning Allah, and yet they do these things. But Christians throughout history, and especially back during the times of these persecutions right after Jesus' death, they saw him alive. They knew he was crucified unto death, and they saw him alive, and they were willing to die for it. And I'm on a rabbit trail again. So my point, Jesus had the power over the grave. He conquered the grave. Moon did not. Jesus prophesied. Moon did not. Jesus performed signs, miracles, and wonders. He healed people. Moon did not. Jesus spoke sensible words that people are still debating about 2,000 years later. Powerful, amazing, intelligent words. Moon told the man to beat his wife with a baseball bat on the hind end. Am I beating a dead horse again? Yes, I probably am. Let's move on. Colossians 2:9, for in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. So in Jesus dwells all the fullness, the entirety, all of God, the Godhead bodily. Huh. 1 John chapter 5, verse 20, and we know that the Son of God is come, and hath given us an understanding that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Jesus is the true God and, by the way, at the end of the sentence here, and eternal life, which contradicts what Reverend Moon teaches. Let's go ahead and stop right there. Tomorrow we're going to look at some other issues that Moon has with Jesus. And of course, well, like we said at the beginning, if his words do contradict with the Bible, who should we trust? You know, Moon said that his words don't contradict with the Bible. And as we clearly saw today, guys, his words contradict the Bible. I mean, that was just a few scriptures. There are so many scriptures that you can look at where Jesus is called God in one way or another. And so Moon clearly contradicts God, clearly contradicts the Word of God. And Moon, again, doesn't have any real prophecies about him. You know, the Old Testament doesn't foretell of his coming. Moon doesn't have any signs and wonders that follow him. He has not healed the sick. He has not made the blind see. He hasn't raised the dead. And, well, guys, he died recently, and he's still dead. And I know, I'm not trying to crack a joke. I'm just saying, there doesn't appear to be anything about him that really marks him as being on par with Jesus, let alone a prophet or some kind of man of God. In fact, there's many things that he's done in his life that were blatantly sinful, many adulterous affairs. We'll probably talk about that later, maybe not, but nonetheless, there's nothing about him that we can grab a hold of and say, ah, now this is good evidence that he is the second coming of the Messiah. Guys, oh, we're going to see Jesus coming on the clouds, not Moon. Anyway, with that, you guys can come out to youthapologeticstraining.com and leave comments and questions. I really do want to talk to you guys, especially those who have had opportunities to witness to people in the Unification Church, as well as if you're an ex-Unification member, I would love to talk to you and find out what your story is, what you've been through. And so anyway, with that, I love you guys, and I'll see you tomorrow.